From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this news update. The Wester Dam is no longer coming to Juneau. The Holland America cruise ship was slated to tie up at a private dock in downtown Juneau for 2 to 3 weeks before the start of the summer tourism season. At an assembly meeting last night, City Manager Roy Watt said he learned earlier in the day the ship will no longer be coming to Juneau.
The industry, I believe, are trying to figure out how and where to lay up ships until it becomes clear that they will be able to operate again.
The ship was due to arrive in Juneau in about a week. In a statement, Holland America Line says it made the decision to send the ship to Puerto Vallarta instead of Juneau after last week's decision to suspend global operations for 1 month. Many of the cruise lines that visit Alaska in the summer have announced similar suspensions. The Wester Dam canceled the remainder of its sailings in Asia after it was turned away from ports due to fears of coronavirus on board. The ship departed the Philippines on March 2nd with no passengers and about 700 crew. It arrived in Honolulu, Hawaii yesterday. It will be cleared by the U.S. Coast Guard and U.S. Customs and Border Protection before continuing on to Mexico. The Wester Dam may have been the only large cruise ship Juneau could expect to see in the foreseeable future. The season was scheduled to begin in late April, but much has changed in light of the global pandemic.
We're all understanding that the Alaska cruise season is not starting in April as anticipated and is likely to not happen until at least July 1, if not much later, and possibly not even this summer.
On Friday, Canada announced it will close its ports to cruise ships until July 1st. That effectively shuts down Alaska's early cruise season, since the foreign flag ships are required by law to stop in Canada ports on their way to Alaska. And two Fairbanks residents have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. Fairbanks Memorial Hospital in the state announced last night that the individuals are older men who are doing okay and are self-quarantined. Speaking via teleconference, Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, says both men recently traveled outside the state, and it's believed that's where they contacted the virus.
They had both been in the lower 48 in places that we saw sustained ongoing community-community transmission and had returned to Alaska within that time.
Zink says the men were back in the state for some time while contagious, and the state is in the process of identifying where they went and who they had contact with.
So what you do is you really start with that patient. You find out who's their family, who's their friends, and then you really get a map of what they've been doing for the last 14 days. You kind of go step by step by step, and they tell you, you know, where they ate, what they did, where they, you know, who they hung out with. And any time that someone was in 6 feet of them for an extended period of time, that's a close contact. They're going through all that.
Dr. Zink says individuals known to be contacted by the infected people will be notified, and the state will let the community know which locations the patients visited. Department of Health and Social Service Commissioner Adam Crum says the situation underscores the importance of vigilance after returning to the state from travel outside. And it's been less than a week since Alaska's first confirmed case of COVID-19 appeared. At the same time, a rumor about the port of Seattle closing down led to a rush on Sitka's stores. KCAW's Catherine Rose has more on that story.
Andrew Hames is the store director at C-Mart Quality Foods. He says he's seen an uptick in sales in the last week and a half, which he attributes to mounting concerns about the COVID-19 virus. But it wasn't until around 3:30 p.m. on Thursday afternoon that the store saw a massive rush.
I went down to the sales floor just to see what was going on, and the front end was just hopping, and the cart corral was almost empty, so I jumped into a check stand to help out a little bit. And I started listening to the customers around me, and everybody was saying the same thing, and that was that the barge was, the port of Seattle was going to be shut down, and the barge on its way was the last one that was coming, and there wasn't going to be another one for a while. And I just thought, whoa, hang on 1 second. Like, I haven't heard anything about this.
Hames went back to his desk and did a quick Google search. The Port of Seattle announced Wednesday that it had canceled some cruise ship sailings, but there was no other news that suggested a major closure. So he posted to the company's Facebook page.
I was worried this was just going to keep ramping up. I mean, it was, people were just coming in, just filling up carts full of stuff. And, you know, there was definitely a sense of urgency and a sense of panic to what they were doing. But we were able to get through everybody, and things started to calm down around 7 o'clock. I think the word finally kind of, people were accepting that this was just a rumor and it wasn't happening.
KCAW News spoke to a representative from the Alaska Marine Lines, who asked not to be named, who confirmed that things are business as usual, and their schedules are running normally. they don't expect any disruptions to service for Southeast Alaska. If the rumor became fact and the Port of Seattle did shut down, it would likely not affect AML as they have their own port facilities. Still, even though supply lines are not affected, Hames says there's a lot of demand right now for certain products all over the country.
We are seeing a lot from meetings with our distribution centers and wholesalers that the movement that they're seeing down in the Seattle area is just unprecedented, especially for this time of year. The amount of inventory that they're going through, and of course cleaning supplies, hand sanitizer, a lot of paper products, bottled water, things of that nature are going to be hard to come by. A lot of stores are on allocations where they're only getting certain amounts of, you know, only two cases per store, just to try to keep it spread around.
As far as regular goods, C-Mart is still able to get pretty much everything. They have more rice, canned vegetables, beans, and non-perishables coming in on the next barge. And they're restocking their shelves as quickly as they can. Hames Corporation CEO Max Rule told KCAW that the store may consider putting limits on purchases of some goods if the supplies become more limited. That would be on a case-by-case basis. Other stores in Sitka are putting limits on how much customers can buy of certain items. Steve Huddleston is the floor manager at True Value. He says they've seen a rush on household products.
Any product to do with disinfecting and cleaning, it's really moving quickly off the shelves. You know, we wanted to limit the number of purchases per customer just so everybody's got an opportunity to get some. So right now we do have a limit of two on the Clorox wipes, for example.
And they're asking people to limit their purchases of respirators.
We still have a lot of people out there doing home improvement projects, which they need respirators, you know, if they're dealing with paint or chemicals to clean their decks or the painting surfaces. So we do want to make those available for them as well. It's not only people that's wanting to wear the face mask 24 hours a day type person. So
the COVID-19 coronavirus only just arrived in Alaska on Thursday, and it looks like it could be around for at least the rest of flu season. C-Mart's Andrew Hames says they're ordering more inventory than normal to meet the increased demand.
But if people come in right now, you'll be able to walk out with a full cart of groceries. We don't have any hand sanitizer, but you know, we have most everything else. I just don't want people to be, there's a lot to be stressed about, and I don't want people to be stressed about being able to get groceries.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
And two of Alaska's major maritime cargo companies are confident the coronavirus outbreak will not disrupt shipments. KTUU-TV reported Madison Inc. and Tote Maritime Alaska LLC send two container ships with hundreds of thousands of pounds of cargo from the port of Tacoma in Washington State to the port of Alaska each week. Shipments originating from Washington have raised concerns over the possibility of ship crews transmitting the virus. But Madison and Tote officials say crews follow strict protocols dictated by the Centers for Disease Control and regulated by the U.S. Coast Guard. And it's 40 degrees in the capital city and sunny. You're listening to KTOO. For more news and information, you can visit our website. That's at ktoo.org.